emanation or comes from Dharmakaya. Now, Dharmakaya is like a sky. It's completely pure. And Sambhukaya, for example, Dharmakaya is like a moon. Sambhukaya is like the reflection of the moon in the water. But if there is no Dharmakaya, there is no reflection there. So, Dharmakaya, then comes Sambhukaya. And Sambhukaya is again completely pure, exalted Buddha. We can't see him, we can't hear any teachings from him because of our defilement or because of our dualistic mind. So Buddhas are so compassionate. They used to come in the form of Buddha Shakyamuni or Buddha Guru Rinpoche or Amitabha Buddha, like that. They are directly related with the living beings now. Now, it doesn't mean that Nirmakaya, though like Buddha Shakyamuni and Guru Rinpoche, we can't say that they are obscured. They are fully enlightened. They are like Buddha, completely awakened. But they used to come in a form of living beings, in a form of human being, in a form of God and goddesses, in a form of animals, in a form of the animals who are in the hell. Because Buddhas are always compassionate. For example, Buddha may come in a form, I told you just now before, that Buddha used to come in a form of a monk also. Like now, Buddha Shakyamuni is like that. Buddha used to come in a tantric practitioner, like Guru Rinpoche. Buddha used to come in a form of human, woman, like, say, Khandu Yishe Sojal. Buddha used to come in a form of beggars who used to go from door to beg and support his living. But even though they are begging, they seem to be a beggar, but they are not actually the beggars. They came in this world just to look after the living beings in that manner. For example, there are bound to many, many beggars are there. And they think that we are the poorest, we are the most deserted people. Nobody likes us. We have nothing to eat, we have nothing to wear, we have nothing to live in. They think that way. They become frustrated, they become so, some sort of difficulties. They sometimes become crazy even because of that. Now, some Buddhas used to come in a form of beggars. They used to come in a form of beggars, and they go with the beggars, and they are always happy, all the time happy. They don't bother about their livelihood, or they don't bother anything about their, for himself. He always used to help other beggars, saying something very pleasurable, or making jokes, or giving something to eat, giving some cloth, even if he don't have, but he used to beg from somewhere else and he used to share it to them. But to them, to those beggars, they think that he is really very good. So in this way, they think that that beggar is more poorer than other beggars. That beggar is more uglier. Very, say, his body is some, his one leg is not there, his finger is cut, his nose is not there, it is crooked, something like that, very ugly. Then other beggars, they think that, I'm better than this man. They may think that way. So it inspires him in his mind, saying that don't become sad. try to do some practice. Now that beggar who is really very ugly, who used to come in that form, just to help these other living beings, and make him giving some teachings. Even if he is really deformed, his body is not so good, very ugly, he is very happy and he knows something better than this, and he used to give some teachings to them. And then in this way Buddha used to come for the benefit of the living beings. So we can't say that beggars are beggars. We can't say that butcher is a butcher. Very difficult to judge. So in this way, if we think that Buddha's compassion, Buddha's blessings are boundless. He used to come in a different form to look after all living beings. Sometimes Buddha used to come in a form of prostitute even. It can help the prostitute. So in this way, we can't say immediately, but it is for the benefit of certain living beings. Buddha's activities are boundless. So if you take refuge in Buddha, Dharma and Sangha, then normally it is very beneficial, it is very helpful, it is always unfailing. Unfailing result will be there. He is your best friend, unfailing friend. Your human friend may, for some time they are so kind to you, but for in some time it may change. It won't remain like that forever, because their mind is dualistic mind. So that is why your best friend, unfailing friend, is Buddha, Dharma and Sangha, and always go with Buddha, Dharma and Sangha. Treat Buddha, Dharma, Sangha as your friend, as your teacher, as your mother. Then the blessings of Buddha will be immeasurable. It always comes upon you. Buddhas are always compassionate. So you won't blame the Buddha, Dharma and Sangha. Many people are there, they say that I practice Buddha, Dharma and Sangha. I practiced for many years, but I didn't get any result. So the teaching is not good. The teacher is not good. They started despising, they started saying something ill of them. So that is wrong. That's not the right point. It is, the mistake comes from within your mind. Buddha, Dharma and Sangha, Sangha's teachings, in there is no any mistake. It is flawless. But the mistake comes from your mind. If you try to control your mind, mend your mind, then the blessings of Buddha, Dharma and Sangha is always there. In this way, if you can do some practice, then I think so, it will help you. But your practice should be with a vast intention for the benefit of all living beings. Don't think that you are doing this only for yourself. That is selfish-minded, not so good. It may help you, but not like boundless help. So, from the very beginning, your intention should be clean for the benefit of all living beings, and then go after Buddha, Dharma and Sangha, and always remain with Buddha, Dharma and Sangha. Don't change your mind. If your mind is stable, strong, then Buddha's teachings are always there to help you. All the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas are always with you. They will never deceive you until the enlightenment. If you think that way, then normally it is really useful to all living beings. So I think so. With these words, if you keep these words in your mind, then I think so it can help you a little bit. Even if I don't know anything, but the Buddha's teachings, I used to say according to the teachings of Buddha, they have the power. Even if I don't have powers, but the teachings of Buddha has power. So keep devote, give your faith and deep devotion to them, and then practice, then definitely there will be the result. With these words, I think so. I would like to conclude here. Thank you very much. Sonam Ji.